she would make a marmalade sort of out of those, and she weighted that down. I don't know what she done. Mm-hmm. Boy, that stuff was rich, you know, muscadine. Do you ever eat muscadines?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're about the size of a grape, except they grow individually, you know.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And they're the undoubtedly the best best jelly. Strongest. I don't mean strong in that respect, but I mean the flavor is
the most flavor.
Yeah, the most flavorful thing that you have ever tasted. They get a lot of muscadine in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in Mississippi.
A lot of tainments. This country used to be covered up with them in the woods, but
mm-hmm.
people cut them down, and mm-hmm. I just don't know where there is any now. They'll grow. Oh, they'll grow, and they'll grow to the top of a tree if it's 50 foot high.
Mm-hmm.
They have muscadines all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let them grow on a fence or in bushes, they'll just spread out where you can just pick them one at a time. But they sure do make fine jelly, and you can make can the hulls in, make pies of
mm-hmm.
them. You can make fine pies.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wonderful flavor. Mustard pie. Yeah. Gosh.
It's a thicker rind than a grape.
Uh-huh.
It's about the size of grapes.
Hmm. Oh. Now, you mentioned that lettuce that now, was it the kind that came in,
meaning heads?
Yeah. Did it come in?
No, it just was a leaf, and it was seasonal. You ate it while it was in season, and then it would go to seed on you.
Yeah.
Grow up big, tall, and have a yellow bloom, and go to seed. But now they have lettuce that you can buy it just like you buy onion plants,
uh-huh.
and transplant it, and it'll grow heads,
uh-huh.
just like you get in stores.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We don't fool with that because we don't like lettuce that well.
Well,
the amount of ground that it takes is more valuable than something else.
Yeah.
So you have to plan your gardens to conform to what you want to eat.
Right.
See. For instance, well, I'll have three crops on one part of my garden.
Oh, you will.
Had an onion crop.
Uh-huh.
I harvested it, and just yesterday, Louise pulled the last of the corn crop,
mm-hmm.
followed it with sweet corn, something that'd make faster,
mm-hmm.
and she got quite a bunch of sweet corn off that.
Mm-hmm.
And next week I'll pull those corn stalks up and sow turnips.
Oh, and sow turnips.
So I'll have three crops on that one little plot of land.
Well, now the turnips, will you eat the...
well, you can eat the turnip greens.
Oh, you'll eat, yeah.
She will. I don't eat turnip greens, and she eats, she loves turnips.
Uh-huh.
And then for cold weather, I'll take those turnips and hill them up and bury some of them.
Uh-huh.
And I can dig in there during the winter and get her some turnips out, and they'll keep until way up in the spring. When the sun gets hot enough, then they'll start growing the leaves out again, yellow, pale-looking leaves. And you just tear them out, and if what's solid, why, you start eating them and give them to your neighbors and throw the rest of them away.
I didn't know all this. On the sweet corn, now that would be, you said that'd be the kind you'd eat on the cob.
Or cut it off either one.
Or cut it off either one. Well, now, what about roast ears? What would that be?
Same, that's eating it off the cob.
And do you know that term?
Yeah, that's what still goes by. Roasting ears.
Uh-huh.
Call them roasting ears because a lot of people bake them. We cook them in water.
Yeah.
And eat them, and that's probably the way you eat them.
Yeah.
A lot of people cook them in water and then put them in the oven and bake them until they'll just turn almost brown.
Well, I didn't know
and
that.
It's,
I wonder.
It dries it out, and it's tough, and it's good, but you have to chew it more.
Oh. How about the outside of an ear of corn?
The shucks. Well, what did you find?
She had called Miss Anderson crying, wanted her to come over there, so Miss Anderson didn't have the nerve to turn her down. Miss Reese was over there.
Who, Miss Reese?
They had cooked her some food, and she was sitting up there eating a big plate full of bacon and eggs and toast and jelly.